Hello, I'm Jay Winner, a family physician and also a stress reduction teacher, lecturer on stress reduction, and author of the book, Relaxation on the Run. Let's go over one technique that I think I and a lot of other people have found particularly helpful when dealing with the stress in a medical practice. The technique is called reframing. Basically, what reframing is when you have a difficult, stressful situation, you go ahead and you think about it just a little differently. And doing so will reduce the stress and make it a little easier to deal with that situation. Let me give you some examples. Let's say you're in your practice and a patient is just particularly rude. Maybe they're rude to your staff, rude to you, complaining about their copay, complaining about billing or a long wait time, or they didn't like what happened, whatever, they really are not very pleasant. Your temptation is to get angry, is to think, how dare they treat me or my staff in that fashion? And you know what? If you just keep along those lines, you're going to have a miserable appointment, and it might ruin a good part of your day. Let's do this a little differently. Instead, just think to yourself right now, have you in your life ever been rude? Of course you have. When you were rude, was it usually when you were the happiest and feeling your best? Don't think so. So we can surmise from that, and again, I've asked this question to thousands of people, always the same answer. When people are rude, they're almost always suffering. You're working in a doctor's office. People are coming to you with chronic pain, anxiety disorders, depression. So if they're really exceptionally rude over that copay, maybe something else is going on. And when you can just remember when people are rude, they're usually suffering, that will increase your empathy and decrease your frustration and anger. You can then connect with that patient. You can empathize with that patient. You can explore what's really going on. Maybe you have to apologize or clarify things or fix some things, or maybe it had nothing to do at all with what they were complaining about. But now you're going to have a visit in which you connect with your patient, a visit that may make your day and their day better and not a visit that's going to ruin your day. Let's give you another example. Let's say that you have a patient and you had a 40-minute visit with that patient, and they're coming for a recheck. Last visit, you spent a long time going over all the potential side effects and pros and cons of a bunch of different medicines. You prescribed four of them. You counseled them in depth on losing weight, on quitting smoking. They come back the next visit. They haven't done any of that. They're smoking more, they weigh more, and they haven't started on any other medications. Couldn't blame you if you're going to be frustrated. But is being frustrated going to be the most effective way for you to empathize and deal with the patient? And I think not. The problem here is the whole mindset that we have about compliance and non-compliance. Now think about it for a second. Compliance infers that you as the doctor are the boss and the patient is your employee. That's not how it is. The patient's actually paying you. So you should think about it that they're paying you to be their consultant or coach. So hopefully your mindset is that you're a caring, compassionate consultant and coach. Okay, things didn't go so well the last visit. Well, with this visit, you can empathize. Well, that must have been really hard. You know, what happened? You can empathize with whatever difficult situation happened. Could they not afford the medication? Were they just so busy and so stressed out with their mother who's dying that it just wasn't even on their radar to go ahead and pick up their medication or try to quit smoking? They were too stressed out. What was happening? In the long run, if you approach it in this fashion, You're going to have that connection with the patient. The patient's going to hear you better. You're going to hear them better. And eventually, maybe not that visit, maybe not two visits from now, maybe it'll take 5 visits, 10 visits, but eventually you're going to be able to be an effective coach and consultant and help them be healthier. Let's do a third situation. you have a patient who's coming to you for narcotics, and you're pretty sure that they're abusing drugs. That feels like a conflict. You know, doctors, you know, we don't like conflict so much. If you wouldn't conflict, maybe you'd be an MMA fighter, maybe a certain type of lawyer that's in the courtroom. We usually like to get along as family doctors. So this is difficult, this whole conflict. They want narcotics, you don't want to give it to them. Let's look at this a little differently as well. What I do, as opposed to emphasizing the area of conflict, let's emphasize what we have in common. Both the patient and me as their physician, we both want the patient to be both physically and psychologically well. We have that in common. We just have a different way of getting there. I need to explain to them that if I prescribe the medication, the narcotic that they're asking for, in the long term, I think that I'm going to do them harm. And the first thing I want to do as a physician is do no harm. So instead, I want to come up with some other plans, maybe some other medication, some other strategies, some other clinics, pain management, etc., to help them deal with their pain. And then we can work together to come up with a better strategy that's not going to harm them in the long run. Let's talk about this final example of reframing. That would be all that paperwork and computer work that we have to deal with. You know, I talk to physicians all the time that are, you know, I like seeing patients, but this computer work is killing me. Let's think about it another way. Let's not even call it computer work. What it is really patient care done via the computer. You're not working for the computer. It's patient care. A lot of times, if not most of the time, it's important patient care, reviewing if they should or shouldn't get refills, going over some important lab results. So one is to keep that in mind. Are there any advantages to doing computer work versus patient-to-patient work? Well, you know what? If I'm working on my computer, I can relax and have a cup of tea. I can listen to some relaxing music. Some things I wouldn't do in an exam room setting. You know, I got back from a conference, and I knew that I had 3 or 4 hours of paperwork, computer work to do before I got in. And I was about to sit down and do it, and I felt that knot, that dread in my stomach. But you know what I did? I said, let's just call it something else, because I'm not going to call it this computer work I'm dreading. I'm going to say, you know, this is my relax and review time. And it sounds silly, but calling it relax and review time, turning on the music, grabbing that cup of tea, made it go a lot more smoothly. So if you can work with reframing in this way, and in some of the other ways I discuss in the article with Family Practice Management Journal, you're going to see that it really can have a positive impact in your day-to-day experience. Thank you.